بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. استشار فضل الشيخ يقول الف بالله رومي وقت تبريز دور حتى الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصر ابن غفر الله بركته. The title is نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں, جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن, وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں, نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر, کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں, رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں, جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر, خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں, ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا, کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا, مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں, مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت, تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کے واہ ہو رہے ہیں, نئے باب الفت کے واہ ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر, یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں, کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو, محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں, محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو, محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو
کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ خمر کہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں مٹا کر خودی ہم با خدا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله مولانا العظيم This very beautiful poem of our Shaykh, Ne Jam O Meena Ata Ho Rahe Hai. We have been given new drinks from Allah Ta'ala. The drinks of the wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Wine normally is understood that the older it gets, the more better it becomes and the more expensive it is. Same thing with Itar also, Atar. The more older, the more valuable it becomes as it settles. So, yeah, also in the love of Allah Ta'ala, the old, what your person has, that is valuable. But together with that old, new flavors, new things. The Allah Ta'ala is kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'ani. One meaning that Allah is in a different splendor every day, and day means, yeah, every moment, every second. So, if a person has connection with Allah Ta'ala, Allah opens to him also new things. And also it has been said, مَنْ لَا وِرْدَ لَهُ لَا وَارِدَ لَهُ. A person who hasn't got wazifas to read, his heart, nothing comes in him also. And when a person reads, do his ma'amulats regularly, his wazifas, what is required to do, basics is we must correct our iman, see to our ibadat is correct, our tilawat, our zikr, the few basic things, then Allah opens new things on that person. And at all times, then in fact, a person who keeps quiet for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's sake, it comes also that for 40 days if a person keeps quiet, Allah makes the fountains of wisdom to burst in his heart and then he starts speaking. And then people get surprised also. In fact, some of our friends also, we were friends, we knew one another, we know our young days, how we passed them, but when they turned in this path, what Allah opened upon them, and how they turned out to be valuable gems, and so valuable. So this is the person who has contact with Allah Wala, a person who does his zikr regularly, his ma'amulat regularly, a person who acquires taqwa, stays away from sin. That person Allah Ta'ala opens on him also tremendously. So all these things Allah Ta'ala will grant, as we will read further. Allah Ta'ala will grant what and what new enjoyments with Allah Ta'ala. Continuously a person will be connected with Allah Ta'ala and he will get new things. Today we see with the cell phone, sometimes in the madrasa, cell phones are not allowed, and we take them away if we find them, but before you know what, they come with an upgraded one. And today you buy the latest cell phone, tomorrow it is out of, there is a new later thing, with all computer programs. You have a program today, tomorrow is a new program. That one is more better, they sell it to you. And BMW used to be advertised, the ultimate in technology. Next year, the next one is the ultimate in technology. All the time, there are new things. So when man does that, Allah Ta'ala, how much, what and what Allah Ta'ala gives. It's only a necessity that the eyes of the heart have to be opened. When the eyes of the heart are opened, A person sees in everything Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And his heart turns to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And he enjoys that closeness with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Jo hardam khuda par fida ho rahe hain. That person who every moment gives sacrifices for Allah Ta'ala. And sacrifices everything. For example, you are lying in your bed or you're walking anywhere. And you start thinking of evil things. But now you realize the minute you... Toba, Toba. What is this evil I'm thinking about? And you make Toba from it and you may beg Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, don't let this evil thoughts come to me. Whether it's of other women, na'uzubillah, etc. Or whether it is looking down, finding fault in somebody. Sometimes that also badgumani. To have badgumani about somebody, think bad. The thought just comes. You won't be taken to task for that, but don't entertain that thought. Don't bring intentionally a thought about somebody. But thoughts come, you see somebody doing something wrong, then but make tawbah then. So a person who is continuously sacrificing on Allah, all the time with your thoughts, with your eyes, with everything, and then more bigger than that also, you don't go to wrong places, etc. You stay away from that. On your cell phone, you haven't got any filth and dirt on there. Your cell phone, your ringing tone is not a music or something like that. You have just a simple ringtone or whatever, something else, but nothing like that. On the one side, many of us, we don't pay attention, and we have got music on there. And this music is also extremely dangerous. Al-ghina ruqiyatu zina. It has been mentioned that ghina, music, is a stepping stone to zina, to adultery. Because it awakens those desires in a person. All these haram things, they are meant for that. Whether it is liquor, all these things, and most of the takeaways and that, even if it's a Muslim, but the ingredients are coming from somewhere else. We don't know what and what in there. And they put in these things all to arouse the desires of a person. So music is one of those things. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I've come to destroy musical instruments. But today, unfortunately, it is everywhere. So right in the Haram Sharif, right in front of Rauza and Mubarak, everywhere. So all these things. So a person who is sacrificing for Allah. And then we find, which is also a common thing, Allah save us all, give us tawfiq to make tawbah. On the cell phone, to take a photo is so easy now. And at home, the children, they get hold of it. They take a photo of this one, of that one, everyone. And it's all haram. And we don't pay any attention to it. So a person who's sacrificing all that, all the time, all the time. You are invited to a walima, which is a deeni thing, sunnah to go to a walima. But today, unfortunately, in walimas also, what and what isn't happening. Not every, but how many wrong things are taking place. Now, if you don't go, with a problem with the family get upset, the people who invited you, they are getting upset. So to be sacrificing for Allah Ta'ala all the time. This is not an easy thing, and it's happening all the time. In the matters of deen also. Somebody gives you a masala to suit you, and you're happy about it, but you know it's not right. So are you that time also, are you going to follow the right trend, or are you just going to fall into the groove and just go with everyone? Today, right in deen also, there are so many things. So a person who's sacrificing for Allah all the time, in all ways, wafani buto se juda ho rahe hai. And what is the sign, the acid test for that? He's getting separate away. He's being separated from fani buto, the made up woman of the street, etc. And also it means everything which is ghairullah, the dunya, the attractions of dunya, temptations of dunya, all the unnecessary extra things, basic things a person needs, simple way, but all the unnecessary extras, etc. All that also is now, you see, which comes when a person gets in shirah his sadr. When Allah Ta'ala gives him sharh sadr, and his heart is opened up for Islam, then what happens? At-tajafi anidaril ghurur. He gets now separated from the deception of this dunya. Well, inabatu ila daril khulud. And now he gets attracted towards akhirat. More his concern is of akhirat. More his concern is to prepare for that life, and he's now worrying less about dunya. So that's the sign when a person is getting separated from all the things of this dunya, then Allah Ta'ala will bless him with this, that he will be inclined towards akhirat. وَخَمْرِ كُهَنْتُ قَوِيْتَرْ هَيْلَيْكِنْ It is agreed, we accept that the old liquor is very nice. And for those who drink, we know it's haram, we don't go anywhere near it. So anyway, the old is gold. So all we value what is old. But Allah Ta'ala is giving new flavors all the time. Different enjoyments. Sometimes in this way, sometimes in that way. All the way. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala is giving you in wealth. And sometimes Allah is giving it to you in hardship, in difficulty. Sometimes Allah is giving you that in health. And sometimes Allah is giving you that in ill health, in sickness. But all different Allah is giving you all the time. You are just surrendering to Allah Ta'ala and you are happy with Him. Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion ate piles. And piles are very painful. Or bleeding piles, everything gets messed all the time. So one of his very close associates told him after making his treatment and death, and it was quite a while, and he wasn't taking treatment for it. Today, treatment is 100% jais, asbab to choose, but look at these people. When now he's happy in that condition. So when that person insisted, Shah Ata'ullah Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayh, that Hazrat take treatment, you're an amanat of the ummah, the knowledge, the understanding, the taqwa, the piety you have got, and you are suffering, you must serve the ummah. So take treatment. So he says, the gift that came from there, I can't return it. Allah send this gift, so they happy in that also. They don't find a problem with that also. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, 70 years he had good health, and Allah gave him lot of wealth, family. He had beautiful houses, palaces he had, and what he had. But when Allah Ta'ala brought this condition and very good health till the age, for about 18 or 19 years he was sick. Everything was burnt and he lost everything. His family deserted him besides his wife. And his close associates all deserted him besides two friends. Everyone now, he was just lying one side for 18 years. Yeah. Not one day did he make dua. And his wife was like a queen. And at that age, if he was 70, until 88, 89, she went and worked as a washerwoman in somebody's house. Domestic, she went and worked as. And with that little, she was supporting him. And when now 18 years pass, she says, why don't you make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives you health? Your dua will be accepted. Then he just said so much, أَنِّي مَسَّنِّيَ الضُّرْ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِ Some difficulty has reached me. He didn't say, take it away. You are most merciful. On that, immediately Allah Ta'ala brought a spring there, told him, wash in it. And he went to relieve himself. And he washed himself with that, bathed in that. When he came, his wife got a shock. Who is this? So he said, I'm Ayyub. He said, no, I know how you went now. Like leprosy, all the meat was falling off his body and how he had become. But now, immediately, Allah. And then Allah made on one of the storerooms he had, which was just like empty nothing, Allah make one cloud of gold rain in there. And another storeroom, one cloud of silver to rain in there. And then after this, Allah Ta'ala restored everything and gave him more than before also. So these are Allah wala. Allah. We are very, very far from it. But for us just to be happy that this is also. Otherwise, other people, make stories, they just laugh it out. They don't accept it also. At least, alhamdulillah, that we accept it, that we know these are now Allah wala. And these are our models that we want to follow. That's also a very big thing. And inshallah, Allah won't test us. We make dua also that we are not fit for test. Where can we to maintain and hold ourselves in composure of all these things? So Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us, but to make shukr. And the little bit that we get, the woman that we see, music that we hear, trying in all those things we try that we sacrifice for Allah Ta'ala. In fact, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, used to say that like Ibrahim ibn Adham, Rahmatullah Alayh, he gave up his whole kingdom for Allah Ta'ala. So if you see a woman, and you really, this woman attracts you, and you said, if I had a kingdom like Ibrahim ibn Adham, I would give it to her just to get her. But for Allah's sake, I won't even look at her. I won't think of her. Others say, you'll get the sawab what Ibrahim ibn Adham, Rahmatullah Alayh, got. That he gave his whole kingdom for Allah Ta'ala. And you also for that one gave. And there is a great temptation, a great test from Allah Ta'ala, which unfortunately many of us fail in this so many times. But regularly tawbah, istighfar, Allah will make it easy for us. Kabhi qalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar. Sometimes we give our heart. That is the thoughts that come to a person of haram things, etc. But you sacrifice it. Kabhi, sometimes your life you give. Like this, the ultimate is what the Sahaba, they radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they gave their lives for deen, for Islam. Or the desires a person has got. Or a person, like for example, the Jamaat. Today one big Jamaat of ours from Durban came back from Bolivia. So, but little car guzari, so I asked them, what did you people eat? So they say, we took rice worth, we took lentils worth, we took a sliced onions braised, we took some dry mince worth, and 3-4 times somebody slaughtered themselves, and they brought it. So in about 2 months, about 3-4 times they ate like a meal. Otherwise, just rice, dar, every day. So what sacrifices? Hey, when you're at home, you know I'm going home, my meal is ready, my bedroom is ready, everything is ready. But when you go like this, and for such places, where there are hardly really any Muslims, other places you go, lot of ikram, you get everything, but to such places. And all the other jamaats that are working throughout the world, what sacrifices they are making. And so Allah Ta'ala is giving to that, iman gets built also to that extent. And Allah is giving hidayat also, and hidayat is spreading. So sometimes you give your heart for Allah. Sometimes you give your life and your desires for Allah. Rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe hai. In the path of the love of Allah, you are proving yourself that I will give my everything for your sake. And may Allah take us also for His sake and accept us. At least our desires, our sweat, at least this little, our comforts a little bit, that we sacrifice for Allah Ta'ala. Khushi apni unki khushi par luta kar. What we also have got desires, but for Allah's desire. That is, you don't do everything what your nafs wants you to do. Even jais things. That you stay away even from jais things for the pleasure of Allah. That what Allah wants you to do. Sometimes, for example, tahajjud time, some people, mashallah, get up on their own even without an alarm. Or your alarm rang, but now you say, I'm sleepy, I'm still tired, or it's cold today. Then you just turn around, pull the blanket over you, and you sleep again. So all these things. So your desire, you sacrifice for His desire. Which Allah, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum taught us. And one wazifa also of ours, Alam ya'alam, bi anna Allah yara. Don't you know Allah is watching you? So most of us take it in the negative when we are doing guna. That time also we must think. But when you are getting up for tahajjud, you are getting up for fajr on a cold morning, and for Allah's sake, no, Allah is watching me. That my beloved is watching me, what I'm doing for Him. And I'm sacrificing, and Allah Ta'ala pays back in return also accordingly. Our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that on one occasion, his Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, he had fever, high temperature, everything, made his fajr with jamaat. Then he sat in the mihrab and he finished all his wazifa still, ishraq. Then he says that if you make little himmat, it gets done. But we little sneeze, oh, I'm very sick, in bed. Or cough or something, gone, in bed. Headache or something, take this medicine, take medicine. And then all our ma'mulats, nothing else suffers. Our ibadat suffers. So Allah Ta'ala grant us that love. Then that way we will find that is something else. ہم اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. وی آر پروونگ آور سیلوز وی آر دا ٹروتھفل ونز. کونو مع الصادقین صادق فی التقوى. مے اللہ بلیس اس ود دیٹ. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا. Sometimes our desires, we are drinking the blood of our desires. Really, you've got a desire. And really, when you are getting old, it's not so difficult. But a young man, all his lusts that he has got, or the desire to have money, to have this car, to have that car, to have this kind of a house, all those things are very, and to control that is not so easy. But you slaughter it. And the blood that flows from there, figuratively, you drinking up all that blood. And this is real kamal for a person. And this also is only ذَلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. It is only the fadl of Allah. And Allah gives it to whom He wants to. And when we have to beg Allah, we have to cry in front of Allah. And continuously, till mort comes, we have to beg of Allah Ta'ala. مٹا کر خود ہی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. اینڈ کمپلیٹلی انہیلیٹنگ آور سیلوز آور ڈیزائرز سو مچ سو دیٹ آئی ایم نتھنگ دیٹ آلسو یو فور گیٹ آئی ایم ایگزٹنگ آلسو. دس از وین اے پرسن ون پرسن ہو وینٹ فار ہز اصلاح ٹو اے شیخ. The Shaykh saw that he's got this attitude problem, pride. So the cleaner who used to take this the night soil, the dirt, so he told her to pass by him. So he got very angry. You're passing by me, all the smell and that. So he said he still got it. So the next time he said, drop a little on him. So he dropped a little bit. So he got also very angry. But his islah was being made. The next time he said, fall, let the whole basket fall on top of him. Then he said, sorry, did I hurt you? Did you? He said, now he's. So we have to annihilate ourselves, and this is not easy. It's nice to talk and nice to think that I am nothing. And this Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, you need somebody to do it, a sheikh normally. He says, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, if you're in the middle of city center, busy place, and you take your shoes and you hit your head, I'm a chupat, I'm a donkey, I'm a swine, I'm a pig, your Islam won't be made. Till somebody else doesn't do it. Like this, we say to ourselves, حال میں عبدال حمید سب مسلمانوں میں تو سب سے کمتر بدتر ہے. To say it to yourself is easy, but let somebody else say it to you. مولانا پالنپوری, محمد عمر پالنپوری رحمت اللہ علیہ, he says that one person, whenever he should write to him, he should say, اخر لا شے, that I am nothing, لا شے. So one day he met Maulana in Masjid Nabawi. So Hazrat said, اچھا گدا تم آئے, oh donkey you came. Oh, he became fire. He said, you call me a donkey. He said, I la shay, you were nothing. I made you a shay kabir. I made you something big. Why are you upset? You should be happy. From nothing I made you a big thing. At least a big donkey I made you. From nothing. So this words are there. But this is when somebody picks you out, finds your fault and tells you openly your faults, or what he thinks your faults are or something. At that time, what is the condition of a person? Like this, on your own to tell yourself, today, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki Sahib, I saw with my own eyes, Damat Barakatuh, once he came home, and with his few friends, and he told one person, very, very sweetly, very nice, then he asked him, you're not offended, he's murid. But today, the murid also can't accept it. The attitude we got, we get cross, and that you never pay attention to us, and that. And in fact, we are reading that in the other kitabs. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran Sharif, Allah told him that when, if you wish to, if it's necessary, tell somebody to get up and walk away, go away. The munafiqeen couldn't take this. Their faces turned. That how can he, what kind of a Nabi is this? What kind of a person? What character is God? Now, if I have to ask somebody, please, you just leave the gathering. Oh, he will be so offended, it will be such a big story. Today you ask the student to leave, he becomes upset, he becomes annoyed. He goes and tells a story at home, and what story he says, and the whole thing gets way out. What Islam we still need. Today even the Shaykh still needs so much Islam. We need so much Islam. tujhe ho mubarak ye ashke nadamat. Fortunate is that person that Allah brings to him that he starts making tawbah. Like this, when things are going smooth, normally a person doesn't think. But when Allah wants to, and whatever way, whether it's just the thought came, you heard a bayan, or sometimes some illness. How many people started tahajjud when they suffered some financial loss? Then they turned to Allah Ta'ala. How many others, they lost their spouses, wife, husband, and now they turn to Allah Ta'ala. So in any way, when Allah brings that day, that you really turn to Allah. And now you start turning your pages of history. And so many, you see, you've got debit balances. Your qaza namazes, for example. Or you see, especially women, the few rozas they have to miss in the month of Ramadan, how many they've piled up, they haven't kept those rozas. Our qaza namazes. And our namazes, we haven't performed properly. How many namazes they are like that? When we were young, perhaps, how many gunas we committed? How many times with the cell phone we took photos? And we didn't think. Sometimes you go to a game park and you don't think, and you take the picture of an animal. That is also haram. So how many, where and where we just falter and we go wrong. So when Allah Ta'ala gives the tawfiq to make tawbah to Allah, and Allah loves tawbah, and He loves istighfar, and it's a juz'e la yanfaq, juz'e lazim. We can't do without tawbah and istighfar. On our namaz is tawbah, istighfar. On our istighfar, istighfar. We have to make so much of istighfar. Ne baabe ulfat ki wa ho rahe hai. Allah is giving you new doors of love when you're making your tawbah, istighfar, you're asking for forgiveness. How many of us, in the family, we can say, husband and wife, the husband don't want to ask forgiveness from the wife don't want to ask forgiveness. But when they ask forgiveness from one another, now their hearts melt for one another. Or you just slip into one another's arms and it's a new door of love Allah opens for you. Wow, what enjoyment you get again. But that pride again doesn't. That why? How can I ask for forgiveness? And the wife says, if I ask him for forgiveness, his head will get swollen. I can't ask. Now the husband will never ask for the wife for forgiveness. But those who have the good fortune, that whenever they, or even just like that, you ask your whole life. Sometimes when the wife passes away, or the husband, that famous incident I say, that once my auntie, she phoned several times that your uncle is troubling me too much, he's giving me a lot of trouble, problems in the house. And we were Swiss young, at that time we were much more younger, they were old people. I said, where are we going to solve that problem? So she insisted, then I took Appa and we went. So it's the amount, one after the other, whole list of complaints, this complaint, this complaint, this complaint, so many complaints. After about 2 months, my uncle passed away. Then we went there again for Taziyat. Then she told me, you know what, 60 years I was married to your uncle. Not one day he gave me even so much trouble. So this is after death. They say that a woman will praise her man, her husband, only 2 times in her life. One is before marriage and one is after death. If you die. But in between, you must forget that she's going to praise you or appreciate you. She's just going to find fault. But we must keep our hearts big. And if both husband and wife, for one another, they keep their hearts and you can tolerate and you can accommodate and that, what your enjoyment is in that. So with Allah Ta'ala, if you ask for forgiveness. And the more you ask from Allah forgiveness, the more your respect. From dunya's people, it's possible that he might disgrace you or something. But with Allah, more respect when you ask Allah Ta'ala. Ye shan-e karam hai na laiq par. This is Allah's great shan of karam. Al-Kareem, who gives alladhi aata biduni thawadi. Alladhi aata fawqa ma natamanna bihi, who gives us without questioning, who gives us more than what we expect. Alladhi aata biduni khawfin an yanfada ma indahu, who gives and he's got no fear my stocks will get finished. We, Ramzan is coming, taking out zakat. I can't give all to one person or to one masjid or one institute. But I have to see, others will also be coming. So, but Allah doesn't have to. He gives as much as He wants to, and He just doesn't. So, those who are so na'alaiq, Allah shows His karam on them also. May Allah show His karam on us also as nalaik as we can be. Karam unki har dam ata ho rahe hai. And if you think really, one is those special karam and favors, raham of Allah Ta'ala. And one is arm, which is on the animals also. Allah gave every animal also the eyes, a heart, the brains also they got. Whatever little brains, but they also got brains. What then? What Allah is not giving them also? And for every human, an atheist, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam would never eat without a guest. So on one occasion he found nobody, a fire worshipper. So he called the fire worshipper, "You eat with me." And then he told him, "Read Bismillah and eat." He pulled his hand back. He said, "You want to buy my religion with one plate of food? That you want to bribe me? Give me a plate of food and I must take your Allah's name, I must say Bismillah." See, if you don't want to take Allah's name, you rather go. Allah is giving and you don't want to. So he got up and he went. Allah sent wahi to Ibrahim alayhi salam. That Ibrahim, I'm feeding him his whole life. Without him believing in me, you can't give him one plate of food. He went and looked for him. He found him. He said, "Come, we eat now. Whatever you want to read. In the name of your fire, in the name of your God, whatever you eat. But eat with me." So he said, "Why the sudden change in attitude?" He says, "Allah sent wahi to me. That he's feeding your whole life without you believing in him. And he's the only one who's giving food. Nobody else. And so why can't I give you one plate?" He became immediately Muslim. So may Allah let us keep our hearts also big, inshallah. Muhabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho. See the miracle of the love of Allah Ta'ala. It's a great, the miracle of the Sahaba. 70 Sahaba gave their lives in Uhud. Shuhada Uhud, one day, 70 gave their lives. This is the love of Allah Ta'ala. Love of Allah Ta'ala, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his son says, that on the day of Badr, had I found you and I knew you were my father, I should have spared you. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "I was looking for you. Allah. And if I had found you, he wasn't a Muslim, so I should have killed you. For Allah's sake." Today we can't. The children, whatever haram they do, watching TV, we can't tell them. We must make them happy. What kind of clothes we are buying for them. What kind, where and where they going, where and where we taking them. All the wrong places. But these people, for Allah's sake. So what won't Allah give them? In the akhirah, that for my sake, your family, your everything you sacrifice, may Allah Ta'ala give us a little bit of that, some jazba like that for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Ke sultan ho kar gada ho rahe. Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh. How many other kings and who? Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh, when he became now a mendicant, he gave his life for Allah Ta'ala. So one day he was sitting near a stream, river, water, and one of his old ministers that was with him in his parliament passed by, and he thought in his mind, "Look at Ibrahim ibn Adham, he was a king, he ordered everyone, everything was at his feet, whatever he wanted, just this command, that command, and he gets everything. Today he's sewing clothes, patching his clothes with his own needle, and that also a rusted needle, and what he was at one time." Allah gave kashf to Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh. He understood what this person was thinking. Allah, that is the miracles Allah blesses. He took that needle and he threw it in the water. And he ordered the fish to bring his needle back. 100,000, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh says, 100,000 fish came up with golden needles. Say, "I don't want this needle, I want my rusted needle." One fish went and brought. Then he asked that minister, that which hukumat, which kingdom, government is better, that with a head or this? So he also gave his hand, "Make me also bear it. Let me also get this treasure." May Allah bless us with these realities to find Allah Ta'ala. Easy to talk, easy to hear, but this needs sacrifice. I was just mentioning to the brothers that like for example, non-Muslims or even Muslims who are a bit far from deen, Allah make us all paband of deen, they can't understand that how we make five times a day namaz. that you get up so early, especially in summer so early. In winter, the cold mornings you get up. And then after that, nowadays you can't even really sleep after Fajr. You've gone to work, shop, whatever it is. And then you, for Zohar you again, we want to have a nice time, we have a break, have our lunch, etc. For Asr, perhaps you are traveling, you're stopping here to make Asr, you're stopping there. In winter for Maghrib also, you're rushing to try and make it somehow. And those who make with Jamaat, they just can't comprehend how this is possible. Rozas, you have one person to ask the question, where they are, over 20 hour Roza. So he said, what must we do? In 4 hours, they must make Iftari, they must make Maghrib, they must make Isha, they must make Taraweeh, they must make Seri. And 20 hour Roza they have to keep. So the fatwas, you have to keep Roza. And they keep it. MashaAllah, in all Northern Hemisphere, everywhere, it's ajeeb, it's unbelievable. Allah gives that strength. And you keep that Roza. So they can't comprehend this. Just like they can't comprehend that, we can't comprehend that a person can concentrate in namaz. Our namaz from Allah, we all made Isha now. If we just think little bit, from Allahu Akbar, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, how much did we think of Allah? And those who have learned to concentrate, they can't believe and understand those people who are absorbed in namaz, devoted, that they are out of this world, the direct contact with Allah Ta'ala. Or, like for example, if a person just makes his faraz, sunnat-e-mu'akkada, wajib, for the whole day, and he listens to azan, roughly about 400 times he's listening to Allahu Akbar. But Allahu Akbar hasn't tickled our heart. We are saying it ourselves in namaz. But just like your cell phone, you got WhatsApp, and a message came, and you see quickly, yeah, whatever. And now also, people do it here also, check up here. What's the message like? But Allahu Akbar, it doesn't tickle us in the least. But. And also one very, very valuable point. In namaz, Hanafis, Ahnaf, we don't read behind the imam. So for example, the third and fourth rakat of Zohar, of Isha, third rakat of Maghrib, the imam doesn't read. We also don't read. And the Shawafi read. And silent namazes, Asr, all four rakats, Zohar, all four rakats, we don't read anything. And the imam, we don't listen to him, we don't hear him. Now what must we do? What must be in our mind? The most valuable thing to think is Surah Fatiha. The Surah Fatiha, like it comes from, well, that's a whole discussion of fiqh, la salata illa bi fatihatil kitab, etc. But iqra fikita fi nafsik, read it in your heart. And why did Allah keep Sab'a Mathani, the 7 verses which are repeated, often repeated? There is a reason. But even if we think little bit in namaz, maybe in the surah we think. But Surah Fatiha, we just take it for granted. Imam also is reading, we take it for granted. We also reading, we must try and think. There is definitely a reason why Allah has kept so many times Allahu Akbar. And yet the greatness of Allah is not coming in our heart. And why has Allah Ta'ala kept every rakat is Surah Fatiha? Whether you're reading or you're not reading, Imam is reading on your behalf, but say Surah Fatiha in there. Why has Allah kept it all the time? There's definitely something very great in it. The greatest treasures are kept in there. That's why Allah kept it, the opening chapter, and repeating all the time. So Allah give us that tawfiq. And then when Allah will start opening the greatness of Allah, how great Allah Ta'ala is. When Allah will open up the meanings of Surah Fatiha, and they go more and more, then a person will realize what it is. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. We'll read a little bit from Kashkod e Marifat. Our Shaykh Hadrat Manoj Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab's kitab. Fadilat ilm or ulama. This is today, or little bit, bits and bits of everything. Kashkol means that. It means like a beggar's bowl. Somebody put this, somebody put that. These are all the great treasures which are put into this bowl. The one aspect of the virtue of ilm and ulama. There is no greater thing than ilm of deen. Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif. And all this, Allahu Akbar. And the ulama, the yes man, like Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, that Maulvi Sahib has got 3 lughats. One is Maulvi Saab. One is Mooli Saab. Mooli Saab, Gajar Reddish, Mr. Reddish. A person who acquired knowledge, but that knowledge is also just like that. He's not practicing on it. No namaz in his life. Beard is not in order. Is Mooli Saab. And one is Maulvi Saab. He's got knowledge, he's practicing it on all, and all that. And one is Maulavi, Allah Wala, Ismail Mansur, Allah Wala. That person, all this fazilat is for that person who is Maulavi, where he's got proper knowledge also of deen, and fikr of akhirah, fikr of the Muslims, fikr of everyone. That is now a person who is Allah Wala. That even the animals he's worried about. Everything he's worried about. If he can't do more, when he sees this poor local people walking, he feels sorry for them. When it's raining, they go to their houses, etc. Where are they living? No drainage system. Perhaps no sewage system really. How are they living? Many living in zinc houses. In winter, it's cold. It's an icebox. In summer, it's an oven. How are they living? So that compassion, at least, that feeling, one buzurg, a crook came and steal by him. Poor buzurg, he had nothing. So he felt sorry, the blanket he was covering himself with, he threw it in his palm. That at least let him go with the blanket. So these people consider everyone, but we just will look down, pass remarks, etc. And a person who can help, some of our friends, mashallah, they're always giving something. Whenever they see somebody, go out of their way, give him something. And remember, when you give, and Allah give us sincerity, and for Allah's pleasure, Allah will give you so much which you can't imagine. Allah Ta'ala irshad farmate hai, wal ladhina utul ilm darajat, that those people who have been given knowledge, they've got great, great stages. Iman walo mein, ایمان والوں میں سے جن کو علم دین عطا ہوا ہے ان کی اخروی درجات کو اللہ تعالی بلند کر دے گا. تو amongst the one thing they got, ایمان also. Otherwise علماء you get in the Jews, Muslim علماء who have studied Quran and Hadith, and they so well versed in it also. And today not only those people, political people, they will tell us more about our deen than we know. They are studying our deen so much, everything. And they will tell us more. But these are those who have got iman also and ilm also. Is ayat se qabal, yarfa'i Allahu alladhina amanu minkum. Is that Allah Ta'ala, jiska tarjuma ye hai, Allah Ta'ala, us hukam ki itaat se tumme iman walo ke darajat ko baland kar dega. That Allah Ta'ala will raise those people amongst you who got iman. Now they've got iman also, and they've got ilm also. These people's position Allah will raise very high. حضرت حکیم الامت رحمت اللہ علیہ بیان القرآن میں تحریر فرماتے ہیں کہ ایک بار آپ صفہ مسجد میں تشریف رکھتے تھے. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was sitting in the صفہ, اور مجلس میں مجمع زیادہ تھا. Lot of people that time in the مجلس. کچھ اہل بدر آئے. Now people who took part in the بدر, they also came. تو ان کو کہیں جگہ نہ ملی. It was full. There was no place for them. And these are Ahle Badr, the people who took part in the Battle of Badr. Aur na Ahle Majlis mil kar baith gaye. And the people who were sitting, they weren't sitting close. They were sitting a bit separated. Ke jagah khul jati. If they sit together, like it is the adab of Majlis, when somebody comes, then just even make a little, even if there's place, he feels welcome. But when you just like ignore him, that you don't even worry about him, it's like you're rejecting him. A person comes, even just move a little bit, even there is place, he feels nice. So they were not doing that. Aapne jab ye dekha, to baaze aadmiyon ko majlis se uthne ke liye farma diya. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this, and this is the ayat in the Quran Sharif, that you can tell them, if it's necessary, ask somebody to leave. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them to leave, munafiqeen ne taan kiya. کہ یہ کون سی انصاف کی بات ہے. The منافقین, they started objecting that these people are sitting here, why are you asking them to leave. اور آپ نے یہ بھی فرمایا کہ اللہ تعالیٰ اس شخص پر رحم کرے جو اپنے بھائی کے لیے جگہ کھول دے. And also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will have mercy on that person who makes space for his fellow brother. So logo ne jagah khol di. And then they gave place. Us par ye ayat nazil hui. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, idha qila lakum tafassahu fil majalis, fafsahu, fafsahu. When you are told to make place, then make place for the person. Majmua ajza riwayat se maanum hota hai. From the whole this narration of this occasion, if a person comes to know, ke awwal aapne jagah kholne ke liye farmaya hoga. Ke Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make place. So baazut ne to jagah khol di, jo kaafi na hui. Then they made place, and but there wasn't still enough place. Aur baad ne jagah nahi kholi, and some didn't. To aapne taadiban, yani adab sikhane ke liye, ya us qaide ke mutabik ke ilm hasil karne mein talaba bari bari se aate hain. Then either to teach those people, to teach them adab, that make place for others, give them also a chance to come. Everyone wants to be there, give them a chance. Or like students, you call your one student, he brought his sabak, you tell him go sit down, another student come. Either for like in that way, جو منافقین کو ناگوار ہوا but the منافقین couldn't tolerate this, they couldn't accept it. حتى عرفت کراہت فی وجوہہم, you could make out in their faces that day they're feeling hard about it. حضرت حکیم الامت رحمت اللہ علیہ تحریر فرماتے ہیں کہ اس امر کے امتثال کرنے والوں کے تین قسمیں ہیں. This command it was given, make place and ask somebody to leave the majlis now, go away. There were three types of people in there. The first, غیر اہل ایمان, جو کسی مصلحت دنیویہ سے مان لے. It was those people who did not have ایمان, منافقی. They just showed them for benefits of dunya. Like when the spoils of war come, or to be counted amongst the Muslims. Muslims had privileges, just to be counted amongst them. But they actually they did not have. وہ بقید منکم کہ اس سے اس وعدہ سے خارج ہے. Then وعد اللہ الذین آمنوا منکم منکم یرفع اللہ الذین آمنوا منکم, Allah will raise those people from amongst you, that is the believers. So these people were not, outwardly they were, but by heart they were not. So they were excluded from minkum, from amongst you, because they were not from, they were just making a show. So they were excluded. Dusre ahle iman, ghair ahle ilm. And the other type in this ayat are those people who had iman but were not ulama. They are ordinary people who had iman. ان کے لیے نفس رفع درجات ہے. For them is also Allah will raise the position in Jannat, but that is only that Allah will raise the position. تیسرے اہل ایمان اہل علم, and the third group are those people who had ایمان also and who had knowledge also, علماء, and these are those true علماء. چونکہ بوجہ معرفت و علم کے ان کے امتثال کا منشا زیادہ خشیت اور زیادہ خلوص ہے. Because of the معرفت of Allah Ta'ala, because of the knowledge that they have got, and the knowledge that they have got, and they are fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, امتثال. The basis of it is they have got more fear of Allah Ta'ala. زیادہ خشیت اور زیادہ خلوص ہے, and more sincerity also, because they have got more knowledge. But it mustn't be that type of ulama that are not even doing the faras properly, or no time for nafil also, just doing the basics. No, those ulama are referred to who are fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala properly. جیسا کہ آیت مذکور میں ذکر اہل ایمان کے بعد اہل علم کا خصوصیت سے الگ تذکرہ کیا گیا. Like in this آیت, first Allah mentioned the people of ایمان. And then separately, the people who have been given knowledge. So they have got iman, and with knowledge, Allah raised them even more. حالانکہ یہ اہل ایمان میں شامل تھے. They were amongst the people of iman. اس اسلوب بیان کا نام التخصیص بعد التعمیم ہے. According to literature, بلاغت. This is called التخصیص بعد التعمیم. First the general, all Muslims were referred. Then a group of them, the knowledgeable people, they were separated, and for them are the rajat, very, very high stages. اس آیت سے اہل علم کی تعظیم ثابت ہوتی ہے اور عام مومنین سے اہل علم ایمان والوں کو بذریعہ عطف الگ بیان کرنا کأنہم جنس آخر, گویا کہ یہ لوگ دوسرے جنس ہیں. اینڈ دیٹ اللہ تعالیٰ سے یرفع اللہ الذین آمنوا منکم والذین اوتوا العلم درجات, that Allah has raised the people of Iman and the people of knowledge from the people of Iman, we have raised them very high. So it just shows the great position of the true ulama, which alhamdulillah, there are plenty in the ummah. What great ulama they are, Allah make us all from amongst them. Or our children, send our children, let them become these ulama. اس سے علماء کا عظیم الشان مقام واضح ہوتا ہے. What great position. حضرت عبداللہ ابن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ ارشاد فرماتے ہیں, حضرت عبداللہ ابن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ سے, اللہ تعالی نے اس آیت میں علماء کی جو خصوصیت بیان فرمائی ہے, ایسی خصوصیت پورے قرآن میں نہیں بیان فرمائی. The honor Allah has given in this آیت that the people of Iman are high, but the people who have got knowledge from the people of Iman, how high they are. And what minkum, Allah took out the munafiqeen, who are also desiccated, but they were excluded. Now the people of Iman got darajat, the yarfa'u, and the people of ilm have got darajat. Allah will raise those people, and these people Allah will give high stages. May Allah Ta'ala let us realize the value of knowledge, and if we can, our brother Haji Siddiq, he's gone to hospital, but he's 70 years old, he's come to become Hafiz at the age of 70. One person became Hafiz at the age of 90. When he was 90 years old, one student who came here, we couldn't learn, but he should learn till 12 o'clock at night. 2 o'clock he's up again, and he's learning again. Took him 4 years, but he made his khatam, made his door. So if we have that jazba, in reunion, I think, a lady of about 60, she's becoming Hafiz, or she has become Hafiz. Allah give us that jazba, and for this great good value of the Quran Sharif. May Allah make it easy, inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی, کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی, ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی. وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. قرائے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور و چمک رکھا کس نے, لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے. خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
اللهم آمین اللهم صلی علی سیدنا محمد عبدک ورسولک وصلی اللہ علی النبی الامی وظلما خضر دین محمد صلی اللہ نبی الامی. اے اللہ، ہر قسم کے شرور سے، آفات سے، مصیبت سے، معصیت سے، اختلاف سے، برائیوں سے، بدنامیوں سے، ناگہانی موت سے، ایکسیڈنٹ سے، حادثات سے، وبائی امراض سے حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ، مسلمانوں کی جان کی، مال کی، عزت و آبرو کی، ایمان کی حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ، مدارس کی، مساجد کی، خانقاہوں کی، حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ، دنیا کے چپے چپے میں، گوشے گوشے میں دعوت و تبلیغ اسلام، اسلامیات کا احیاء نصیب فرما. اے اللہ، آپ کی ذات تو کریم ہے جس نے سیدنا یونس ابن متی کو سمندر کے تحت استرا میں مچھلی کے پیٹ میں باقی رکھا. اے اللہ، آپ نے اپنے فضل سے سیدنا ابراہیم علی نبینا علیہ الصلاۃ والتسلیم کے لیے نار نمرود کو گلے گلزار بنا دیا. اے اللہ، آپ نے اپنے کرم سے سیدنا یوسف کو غیابت الجب میں باقی رکھا. اے اللہ، آپ نے اپنے کرم سے سیدنا موسیٰ کو دریا سے اٹھوا کر فرعون جیسے ظالم کے محل میں پلوا دیا. اے اللہ، پوری دنیا کے کفر میں سیدنا عیسیٰ کی عفت کو باقی رکھنا چاہا تو آسمان کی بلندی پہ اٹھا لیا. اے اللہ، پوری دنیا کے کفر میں محمد ابن عبداللہ الامین کو پیدا فرمایا. اے اللہ، صحابہ طالب پہاڑ کے کھو سے لے کے مکہ المکرمہ سے یسرب کے وادی تک باقی رکھا. اے اللہ، آج پوری دنیا میں اسلام و مسلمان سرنگو ہیں. اے اللہ، غیب سے نصرت فرما. اے اللہ، عافیت فرما. اے اللہ، خیر پیدا فرما. اے اللہ، اپنے کرم کا، فضل کا اور رحم کا معاملہ نصیب فرما. اے اللہ، اپنے کرم کا، فضل کا اور رحم کا معاملہ نصیب فرما. اے اللہ، جو بیمار ہیں صحت دائمہ عاجلہ نصیب فرما. اے اللہ، جو مقروض ہیں قرض کی ادائیگی کی شکل مقدر فرما. اے اللہ، جو لوگ اس دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں غریق رحمت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ، جن کے گھروں میں لوگ بیمار ہیں انہیں صحت دائمہ عاجلہ نصیب فرما. اے اللہ، جن کی بیٹیاں جوان ہیں ان کے رشتے کا نظم فرما. اے اللہ، آج نوجوان علماء فضلہ، اے اللہ، مسلمان نوجوان بچے جیل خانوں میں، قید خانوں میں زندگی گزار رہے ہیں، اے اللہ، اس کے رہائی کے اسباب نصیب فرما، رہائی کے اسباب نصیب فرما. اے اللہ، پوری دنیا کی کفر کی طاقتیں اسلام و مسلمانوں کو مٹانے کے پے در پے ہیں. اے اللہ، آسانی مقدر فرما. اے اللہ، سہولت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ، عافیت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ، اس مجلس کی برکت سے اے اللہ ہمارے مانگنے کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ، اسے قبول فرما. اے اللہ، جو لوگ یہاں تشریف فرما ہیں ان کے جائز مرادوں کو پورا فرما. اے اللہ، اس مجلس کو، اے اللہ، اس ادارے کو، اس دارالعلوم کو، اے اللہ، قیامت تک کے لیے خیر کے ساتھ قبول فرما. اے اللہ، پوری دنیا میں جس طرح خانقاہیں اور مدارس و مساجد اور جماعت کے کام ہو رہے ہیں، اے اللہ، جس طرح الائے کلمۃ الحق کے کام ہو رہے ہیں، اے اللہ، اس کو سربلندی نصیب فرما. اے اللہ، اس کے پڑھنے کو، پڑھانے کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ، اس کے معاونین حوارین کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ، اپنے فضل کے ساتھ قبول فرما. ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنہ وفی الآخرۃ حسنہ وقنا عذاب النار وادخلنا الجنۃ مع الابرار يا عزيز يا غفار برحمتك نستغيث عفو كريم تحب العفو عنا يا كريم لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله.